Hey, welcome back to the NFS podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
Hey, I did it right this time.
All
right. Look, it's going along the right way.
Oh, we're both on.
Yeah, we are both recording. You would think after 165 episodes, I wouldn't be surprised by that. Yeah. But, yeah. You know, what is it?
Still working the bugs out.
Five out of eight. Yeah. So, anyway. Hey, guys, welcome to episode 165. Like I said, real quick, just a little show news. This is going to be our last episode for a little while. We're going to take a little break and retool some things about the show. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Am I stating that correctly?
Yeah. It's because of the Libyans. They finally found me.
The Libyans found Johnny. So you do have the plutonium
Run
in the back.
Marty!
Well, the plutonium is hanging out in the back of the Saturn. Yeah. So, yeah, no. Anyway, but no,
that would be a terrible time travel vehicle.
The Saturn view.
In fact, you know what? Any vehicle that is just land roving is a terrible time travel vehicle.
You think?
Well, you know that, like, what? Deserts used to be seas?
Yep.
So I don't want to go back 5 million years and go. Blah, 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 blah.
What about a train? Worst
better.
Option yet.
Flying train.
The flying train is okay.
That's why
it
he
flies.
Made everything fly because he was smart enough that he was like, wait a minute.
Well, he didn't have the technology to make it fly until he went to the future.
It's like, I had to go to the future to get that.
So anyway. All right. So yeah, we're just going to go away for a little bit. Don't be afraid. We're coming back. We just
be very afraid.
We just have other things to do. And actually, we will probably come back and the show will air on a different day, too, because Friday seems to be really crowded with all the new shows that come out.
Is it?
I don't. So anyway,
I barely listen to our podcast. I don't have time to listen to other podcasts.
So I have not been listening to other podcasts.
Yeah.
Like. You know, I listen to ours because we record it and I edit it and then I make sure it goes live right. But I haven't listened to another podcast in weeks.
Right.
Because I've either been doing audiobooks or just music.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I've been on like a huge music kick. So I made the joke today. I was listening to Blind Melon.
Okay.
And they have a best of album.
Weird.
And it's not a single.
Well, I guess I could say that I've seen best of albums because Target seems to be on. That's what they're selling now.
Yeah.
That I've been like, they have a best. Like, you literally look and you go,
I was like,
they have a best of?
So I was looking something up and Blind Melon was recommended. So I use Apple Music.
Yeah.
Which I used to use Spotify.
Okay.
And when I started teaching, I got the education discount for Apple Music.
Okay.
So, like, it's half the price of Spotify. Like, I'm really...
You can't complain.
Well, I really think Spotify is worth the $5 extra.
And I have Amazon Prime, so I use Amazon Music.
So, I don't like the Amazon Music app.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't... Like, Angel uses that one. Okay. So, anyway. And then I have the YouTube Premium. So, like, I will use the YouTube app every once in a while.
Yeah, you got Premium.
But dude, it is worth $10 a month not to have to deal with the same 4 YouTube commercials over and over again.
I don't have that problem on YouTube.
Or to just close my phone and let the video keep playing.
Right.
That right there, those
Travel
two
Channel
things.
App's the one that
And
it's for oh God, what is that? In North Carolina with the big house that's right near Tennessee. Can't think of the place now. It repeats.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'll be watching like Ghost Adventures or Travel Channel.
So just remember, I haven't had cable in 7 years.
That's
so
right.
I haven't seen a commercial. Like, you know, like, commercials are totally foreign to me at this point. I found a way to eradicate them from my life.
The only like way that I get through them now is fast forward.
Well, the kid will come down with, like...
I don't watch anything, like, live anymore.
Well,
I stopped watching live.
The kid will come down with her eyes. See, that's why you need to just cut it and just go to Hulu and the streaming things. So,
when other people are paying for it, I let them make the decisions.
Well, right. I get it. Anywho. all right. So, this week we are going to talk about a couple things that happened in the news today, actually. On Tuesday while we're recording.
Surprisingly happened. Before we recorded.
Usually it's like 40 minutes
after
we're done.
Like, shit.
So there have been like, a number. There have literally been a number of times where I've almost called you and said, "Come back, we're re-recording."
I would be like, "No."
Yeah, I know. Do it. Over That's why
phone.
I did.
Let's do it over the phone.
Oh God, your phone.
My phone would be fine.
This your phone echoes. Oh, that one would be fine. Your old phone echoed.
Oh yeah.
But all right. So there's a couple cool things that happened, and then this past weekend was the Cincinnati Comic Expo, which is our big comic book convention here in Cincinnati. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And before we talk about that, I do want to give a huge shout out to all the people who worked at the expo. You guys did awesome. It was fun. And a special shout out to Paul McCartney. A Paul McCartney, not the Paul
not
McCartney.
Sir Paul McCartney.
And his special helper for being awesome.
Did he even tell us her name? I don't think he told us
it was
her name.
It was like Kaylee Haley Bailey or something like that. Yeah. Or maybe it was Susan.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't have great hearing. Right. So down there it would have been.
Well,
like,
and you don't listen.
Well, that's true.
So the only person Johnny listens to on a regular basis is Johnny.
Well.
And even then it's suspect.
Well, you know, you have to listen to the person that's usually always right. So, you know.
What was Steven's line in Braveheart? in order,
kind of like him. What did you say, God?
In order for an Irishman to have a conversation with his equal, he has to talk to the Almighty.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, all right. So big news, Captain Marvel.
Asheville.
Oh, okay. Asheville. You were so obsessed with this goddamn house.
Well, I'll sit there and I won't. You know how you like watch something and you don't pay attention to anything but what you're watching. So if there is commercials in it. You're like, your brain just goes on white noise until it comes back. So one day I was sitting there and it played. And I was like, the first time I didn't pay attention. And the third time I was like, didn't this commercial just play two times before
so
this?
So I had that happen on the CW app once where it played four commercials.
Yeah.
And it was all four of the same commercial. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Captain Marvel. Official trailer landed.
Official teaser trailer.
It's 2 minutes and 30 seconds. That's a trailer.
Yeah.
Man, what a piece of just magnificent storytelling.
Yeah. I'm turning it with garbage, but
it's garbage, America.
It's garbage.
It was really good.
I need to it was good on a phone, but I want to watch it on my TV.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
well, when we're done, we'll watch it on
there's
TV,
stuff I missed, I know.
It
Coulson's
hair. Coulson's hair. So The de-aging special effect, like
Samuel L. Jackson looks awesome.
He looks
like he did.
Yeah.
Back in 90s.
Like
you know?
When he was in
the early 90s.
Yeah, it's like early 90s. So, okay. So she crashes down through that Blockbuster at the beginning.
Yeah.
And one of the guys I work with who's 24, he's like, hey, watch this. You'll think this is funny. And I looked at him and I go, too soon, man. Too soon. Because, you know, I did two stints at Blockbuster.
They should have done it at the Toys R Us.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been hilarious.
But, well, because, you know, I did two tours of duty on the Blockbuster war. And
I knew
other
people who fought in that war.
Yeah. You know what, though?
You know who had the worst war? Hollywood Video,
definitely. It was one of my favorite jobs I had, at that time.
When you're in your late teens, early
I was actually
20s.
Like early. Yeah, it was. What was it? It was like 19, and then again at 22.
Yeah. It's one of those things like that Red Oak show that I told you about.
Amazon, I still haven't watched it.
Where they work at a country club and they're in their early 20s.
Sure.
And that by the end of the series, they've moved on from that.
They own the country club.
Well, something happens at the country club. No. But
they burn it to the ground, Milton style.
It's that thing where like, you know, and yeah, I work at a grocery store now, but I worked at a grocery store in my early 20s and I would love to like go back and watch myself.
Yeah.
And that because
when you
it's totally
cared
different from
and
now.
You could walk fast. And
I don't know if I could walk fast, but I don't know if I cared.
Yeah.
When did I care?
I don't know. I don't know. You cared about stuff when we first started hanging out.
I care about stuff. I just.
My nihilism has slowly been like rubbing off on you.
I think I was a nihilist before you. But You've met my sister, right? We're pretty similar, except I'm the nicer one.
Which is funny. So, hi, Jamie. Yeah. I know you're never going to listen to this, but hi.
I don't know. I don't know if she's ever listened to one.
Why
would
she?
She listened to the one Daryl was on.
Because she loves him. Anyway, Sorry, Daryl.
Sorry, Jamie.
Daryl was awesome last week, yeah. By the way. So, I know you don't play video games, but it was fun. And
I might listen to it just to hear.
I don't know if you watch Atypical or not, but it was fun talking about that.
I watched it all yesterday.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. And then Iron Fist.
We reviewed the first season.
Right. Did you finish season 2 of Iron Fist? Did you even start season 2?
I haven't even started yet.
So, he finished season 2 like the next day after recording, and I was almost like, do you want to come back in and redo that bit? That was fun.
So he was partway through it when you...
He was on episode seven. So, okay. Or he was about to start episode 7.
But it's only
7.
10 this season, right?
Which was perfect.
Okay.
Like, honestly, 8 would have been amazing, but it was, there wasn't filler.
Somebody working on Iron Fist listens to the Infamous podcast.
Hell yeah. Well, everyone in Netflix should listen in 4 to 6
and
weeks
sponsors.
When we come back.
Get in touch with us in the next 4 to 6 weeks, and we're looking for a sponsorship, Netflix.
contact@infamouspodcast.com, Netflix. We want to hear from you. All right. Captain Marvel. Let's talk about Captain Marvel because we keep getting off track. The suit looked way better in motion than I thought.
Which one?
Hers.
Well,
the green.
She's got the green.
So the green.
The red and blue
at one point. The red, white, or red, gold, and blue.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about that one because it's not that, like, bulky, like, looking, like, pillowy
leather
thing.
Yeah, the green, the actual, like...
The Kree?
Kree, yeah, the Kree core.
Yeah.
The Kree core. That one looks like a flight suit.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see what they're going to do with her, remembering that she was on Earth at one point.
Right.
You know, I'm like, so we're going to get some 80s flashbacks?
So she's, we had the flashback when she was a pilot.
And all I could hear was, highway to the.
I thought, I feel the need.
Uh-huh. That's what they looked like they were about to do.
Yeah,
I
really,
I was
and
dude.
To be honest, I was really disappointed when they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm really interested in this. Now, my relationship with like Carol Danvers as a comic book character. Is Sims from X-Men, right?
Mine Sims from Avengers.
So because you know she was a big part of the X-Men for a while there, like just as a tangential character.
Right.
She was friends with the girls. You know, there was all of that, and then Rogue went crazy, and
Rogue was bad at the time.
Well, but Rogue went like worse,
right?
Like and you know sucked her dry,
right?
And that's why Rogue has the super strength and the flight that's persistent. Because she basically like, but then she also like took Carol's memories and all mm-hmm. of this stuff. So I feel like because X-Men wasn't a thing yet for the MCU, like they're going to deal with that memory loss part of that character
way, right?
As the Kree, like, you know, probed her and, abducted her. And
if like they acknowledge the stuff with the Kree from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., then,
mm-hmm.
you know, that there are Kree human hybrids on Earth, then that'll be a factor in it too.
Now,
she's not an inhuman. She is actually a Kree human hybrid.
So I've seen conjecture online that Jude Law as Mar-Vell is her dad.
Well, that would be kind
of
cool.
Instead
of
doing it the way they did it.
Because if they did that, then they could introduce his son who was in the comic mm-hmm. books too eventually. And that would be kind of cool. Because he became an Avenger at one point, too. So
and actually, I'm really on board with that because they have a huge age difference, the two of them anyway.
Right.
So it would make sense for that father-daughter thing.
Right.
And I think it would add a really interesting dynamic to the MCU to have, you know, a parent for a change that's actually around.
Yeah.
So
when I like the Entertainment Weekly stuff that answered the questions of how Ronan and Jaimin Hatsu's mm-hmm. character tie in.
Right.
And it's like, okay, cool. It's like that will show why they are where they are in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
So I'm cool with that. And, you know, I just look forward to seeing what they do. A different era in the Marvel universe.
I would like to see a cameo by the original Guardians.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Skyhawk.
Like Stallone
and
them show up. Yeah.
Yondu.
That would be kind of cool.
Like, pre-kidnapting
de-aging on them too.
So actually you wouldn't even have to because they're aliens. You can just whatever
they
just
age
slow
or whatever.
Know?
Yeah.
So
maybe de-age Yondu. That would be kind of cool if they de-age Yondu actually made him
or
like,
give him like the big
and he
like,
totally
fan.
Wasn't wearing the yeah like he was just like shirtless with the
yeah,
the that. Sash
and he had the bow
yeah
he hadn't developed the arrow yet
right
like,
yeah
you know.
That would be awesome
that would be cool
it'd
I
be
don't
cool,
think that
like
happen.
if there's a stinger after the end that would be something like that
yeah
yeah
so Kevin
I think she's
make it happen
got power cosmic going
well
on.
That's what you were saying and yeah. I made the joke oh she's the Silver Surfer then
well then that would kind of make sense at this point that like she's got some kind of power cosmic going on. That's how,
yeah.
How she'll deal with Thanos.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see.
I tell you what, the thing I'm most interested about this movie is the end of it to see where it ends up.
Do you think Thanos will be in this movie?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so at all. Like there's that whole thing.
He'll get a mention at least.
Maybe. But have you seen that thing with Cole Obsidian where he's got that like sash?
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, it's Captain Marvel's costume.
Well, it literally looks like a Marvel.
Yeah,
but I'm like, at this point, now that you see the cost, everybody's wearing the costume.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, it could be. It could be
just
the uniform of somebody from the Kree.
Someone from the Kree Corps.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I'm like, and the thing was, is I didn't see that when I seen it in the theater. So
nobody
when I bought it, I was
nobody saw it in the theater.
I was watching. I'm like, pause. I'm like, oh yeah, there it is. Okay.
Because it wasn't until because they don't you don't get a clear enough look at Cole Obsidian just standing there with
no.
it, like you know,
especially on a movie screen because at this point movie screens suck.
Yes.
Compared to
yeah, what's on their TV?
Like you know, your TV, my TV, anybody's TV now.
And I don't even have that good of a TV.
I don't have that good of a TV either. Mine's older than yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, still, it's one of those things where it's like, it's sad when I go see a movie and then I buy it and I'm at home and I'm like, man, this looks better on my TV.
So, talking about TVs, Alicia and Brian
yeah,
have a 120-inch TV.
That's crazy.
Because they play video games on that.
Oh, okay.
It's like, how do you not have a seizure?
Strong brains.
Whew. Anyway. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this movie. Like...
Yeah.
And like, it's not like I wasn't ever looking forward to it, but I'm
right.
really happy I had a good first trailer.
Right.
That, like, did a little bit of storytelling.
It sells.
It was a lot
movie.
Like the Infinity War, the first Infinity War trailer, where it sold the movie really well.
It
told a story.
Right.
Now, if I had my way, this would be the only trailer that comes out between now
else.
And March 5th, right? But
there will be something on Mary Poppins Returns.
Well, and there's. Oh, I haven't watched that one yet.
No, there'll be a
yeah.
trailer on Mary Poppins.
Well, but I'm saying that new trailer came out.
Oh yeah,
yesterday.
It's cool. It gives a little bit more like the teaser where it shows the kite flying on that and the kid flying the kite. It gives you a little bit more detail of who
cool.
the kid is and what, you know, what's going on.
Nice.
And Dick Van Dyke's in it.
Woohoo!
But he's not. I guess he's not playing Bert, but he's in it.
I'm interested to see how Lin-Manuel does.
He's got an accent. He's doing a British accent.
He's a good
so
actor.
Like,
he's good.
Okay. Oh. I was like kind of surprised.
There's Puerto
like,
Rican British
okay.
people.
That's the one thing. He looks Puerto Rican.
Well, I mean, that's what he is. But
so, no, but I mean, you know, they didn't like.
I mean, like,
do anything.
You
like,
know, there was the whole thing with the. It was called the British Isles for a while.
Right,
you know,
right,
I mean,
yeah.
so.
I don't know. I mean, it looks cool. It's
Cheerio.
It's the kids.
Yeah. Oh, it's yeah. Michael and...
It's Michael and...
what's her name?
Yeah. It's them as adults.
Is the dog alive still?
No. So it looks cool, though.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. And I love Emily Blunt, so...
Yeah, we seen Christopher Robin when I was on vacation.
That's what you said.
It was really good, too.
And Winnie the Pooh had the high ground, so it was awesome.
Oh, you know. Actually, Eeyore had the high ground, but... Yep.
Oh, Eeyore.
Yep, exactly. It was, what's his name from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Romano?
No,
oh, Brad
brother.
Garrett?
Brad Garrett played Eeyore.
Hmm.
But you don't even, like, realize it. Like, I'd seen people's names in the credits.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're playing in this. Like, I'm looking for human
right,
characters.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And I'm, like, sitting there and, you know, they do the whole thing where they show Christopher Robin as a kid and with all the gang. And, you know, it's his last time he's going away to school and that. And, you know, you're not paying 100% attention. And about halfway through the movie, I went, holy crap. I'm like, Eeyore is Ray Romano's brother.
So I liked Brad Garrett as Kilowog.
Yeah.
Superman.
Yeah.
Animated series. And then my second favorite Kilowog, just since we're talking about voice, Michael Manson in the Green Lantern First Light.
Okay.
He was really good. I like the way he
Capaldi
said Poozer.
Played Rabbit.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I was like, literally, like, I had to watch the credits to see who played voices, and I was like, that was Peter Capaldi? I'm like, it didn't sound anything like, you know,
did I share that Winnie the Pooh meme with you where Piglet comes up and he goes, I have lettuce and you have tomatoes. We should make a salad. And Winnie the Pooh goes, I'm thinking of BLT.
No, but that's awesome.
I meant to share that one with you. Like, I love the Winnie the Pooh memes that have come out of this movie. Yeah, it's my favorite thing about it. And, like, I obviously I'm not going to get to see it in the theater, but I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. It is a fun movie.
All right. So, oh, you were on vacation. So what all did you do?
We went into putt-putt like we do.
Okay.
We didn't plan on going anywhere because we're doing Disney. Right. And that obviously at the end of the year.
Because that's what you do.
Because Disney is another
thing. Five times a year.
But I am champion standing right now.
Whoa. Yeah. What's going on?
I don't know.
Does she need like knee surgery or back surgery? Or
I was sick and I was focused. Like literally I caught a cold the second day on vacation.
That's what you said.
And I guess because I was just so like not in a mood. That I was like more concentrated on what I was doing.
The champion has fallen.
I was just like, holy crap. I said, what happened to you? I said, there was times where she was hitting stuff. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, you getting sick? And she was.
Did she hurt her like putt-putt hand? Or,
no.
You know. Wow.
No.
I mean,
there was one time where I almost threw the putter though. Because
normally
like,
she would dominate you.
There was a hole that every time. And this time, neither one of us could get it, like, because there's the rule of six strokes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, for some reason this time, neither one of us, like, I was done. I was literally, like, to the point where I was going to throw the putter. I was like, just braid it down to six. I'm like, I'm done.
That's funny. That's really funny.
But yeah, we went to three different courses or four. Cool.
And you did the Columbus Toy Show.
We did the Columbus Toy Show, which was okay. Not a lot of vintage stuff. But I found some good deals. And then
Magneto?
Yeah.
He's down at
Damn it, Alanis Morissette. Damn it. That's what I say.
I know. Yeah. And Sabretooth. I almost bought the Sabretooth because one I have is loose. Like, he's floppy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's pretty shitty build.
Too bad.
So, fix that Hasbro. Be better.
Do better.
Do better. All right, the next bit of news has me excited and sad all at the same time.
But you're more emotional with the show.
Well, I'm attached to the show.
I'm not sad. I'm more, what the?
So,
like, literally, like the meme I sent you was, what?
Right.
What the, you know?
Now, I will say that concept art is beautiful.
Well, yeah, but was it just one piece of art, or was there more in the art?
No, David said it's just the one piece right now. So, they're Netflix is doing a reimagining of Avatar: The Last Airbender, and Bryke are on board. Brian and Mike are the guys who did the OG creators.
Right,
they're on board and they're a part of this. But my question is, okay, part of the problem with the M. Night Shyamalan movie was waterbending. Practically,
yeah,
even with CG, is the dumbest looking thing. Earthbending is so wonky. And then air, all right? Air, when you draw it in a cartoon, looks cool.
Well, right.
Air, when you're just blowing air at things in a movie where you see, like, a little bit of white wind.
They did that in the movie?
Oh, yeah.
See, I wouldn't have done anything because if you're doing air, you just do it where he does the moves. And it has a repercussion.
Yeah, so that's not how that went.
It's literally like, you know, what is it? The three from Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah.
So when wind did stuff,
yeah,
it didn't show the wind blowing. It just, you heard the whoosh.
And you watched them fall away.
And you literally seen, like, you know, Jack getting knocked backwards or something like that. That's what it should be.
It's all in the reflexes.
If you do live action, that's what wind should be.
So
a sound effect, not a visual.
Right. And it should be like an iconic sound effect that they make up. So it's like on board with the
bending hard to do as an effect.
It just looks stupid.
Well, that movie, you said that movie's just
well, that movie is bad. Don't get me wrong, but like it just was not well thought out. And the fact that they even had earthbending in that movie, like there wasn't a whole lot of earthbending in the first season.
Well, no.
There was the idea of earthbending.
Toph doesn't show up until like, what? Late?
Episode 6 or 7?
Late in that
it's
season.
It's middle,
right?
Like, it's in the second half.
But she doesn't
in the
really
second
do much.
Third.
I mean, she doesn't do a lot of earthbending
yeah,
until,
she
like,
does.
Does she really?
Yeah. Well, because when we first meet her, she's the, you know, the blind bandit. Well, right. And she's, you know, taking on Mick Foley doing his best rock imitation.
Like, I'm thinking, like, you know, using it for defense and stuff
she
like
does
that.
A fair bit. She does a fair amount. Not like season three.
700 times. So.
Well, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah. Well.
I'm sorry you don't have joy.
Now
and
I don't
love
have to
life.
Because they'll reimagine it for me.
So like I've seen all of these people like getting really excited, and I literally got texts from 10 different people.
Did you see?
About yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I am not like. I'm not super excited for this.
Yeah, well.
Now, there are ways to get me excited.
One, actually cast a decent cast.
Well, one, you have to cast complete unknowns.
Well, sure.
Like, nobody can have, like, been known.
Even the adults? Or
yes, even the adults. Because I don't want to be like, oh, look, it's that guy from that thing.
Jackie
you know?
Chan?
Right. Jackie Chan is Uncle Iroh. No, thank you. Hard pass. Now, we can't pretend like I'm not going to watch every episode of this, but...
I wouldn't say that because watch that first episode and be like, you know what? Flip a table.
I have been much better about giving up on stuff. So I tried Ozark.
How much have I given up on stuff that I haven't watched the second season of Jessica Jones?
Yeah.
I haven't watched the second season of Luke Cage. I haven't watched the second season of Iron Fist. I don't know, the last DC episode I watched.
Yeah.
Flash went into the Speed Force, and I don't even know what happened on Arrow. I didn't even finish Arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't finish Flash or Arrow.
Flash went into the Speed Force.
And I gave up on Supergirl.
Because I think Flash was the only one that I was really enjoying.
Actually, the only one I enjoy is Legends, and that's just because it's so dumb.
Legends had the dinosaurs running around Los Angeles. That was the last one I watched of that.
Yeah, so you missed a whole season of that.
Yeah, I haven't watched the whole season.
Anyway. So the whole thing is, like, they I want them to age the kids up then. If they're going to reimagine it, so Aang, instead
whole
of being...
My thing when you told me that is, I'm like, they have to do a show that happens in between the end of Avatar
right,
and
the
beginning
of Korra.
Right.
That's what I really want more than anything. I want to see a young adult Aang, like, 20 to 27.
Like, the
right?
stuff... Is the stuff in the comic book considered canon?
Yeah, because it's written by Brian and Mike.
Okay. But is it still them right after?
Yeah, it's really
like
close
right
after yeah.
right? Yeah. So
like they have not like Republic's. So they're laying the seeds for Republic City right now in those comics where, you know, some Fire Nation people try to recolonize parts of the Earth Kingdom. And,
oh, OK.
You know, and then Avatar and Zuko are like, no, you guys have to work together. Right. And. You know, this is actually Earth Kingdom land.
So that,
but
that would be a cool concept for the show is to do Republic City.
Yes.
And call it Republic City.
Well, I wouldn't call it Republic City.
Well, I would call it the Avatar Republic City.
I
the
would
last
call,
Airbender, the Republic City
see,
type thing.
I think if I'm them, I'm calling it like Avatar. Like
you can't even really use Avatar anymore.
No, you can't. Fucking yeah. James. Goddamn Cameron, you son of a bitch. Anyway, I hate James Cameron.
But he didn't do it on purpose. He just...
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He used Avatar the way that an Avatar in the computer is used, not the way that Avatar the cartoon
I
used
it.
And that, so, I mean, he didn't... And he probably never watched the cartoon.
Yeah, because he sucks.
Well, you know. No, he don't.
Sucks at life.
No,
he's
don't.
The worst.
No, you don't.
I'd rather watch M. Night Shyamalan movies.
It'd be like one of the best action movies ever made.
I mean, True Lies is okay.
No, that's the second best action movie ever made.
What's the best action
Terminator movie? 2. Terminator 2 is probably one of the best action. I didn't say the best
action,
but
you're
one
saying,
of the best
like,
action movies ever made.
I mean, we talked about all of this
True
when
Lies
we did.
True Lies is an epic movie.
True Lies is one. Is,
that I'm kind of glad at this point they never did do a sequel to it.
Yeah.
Even though I wanted a sequel to it.
So... Of all of his movies, True Lies is really the only one I'd like
to watch.
I wanted
a cycle
to it. A cycle. So, a spinoff of Tom Arnold.
Well, at this point, they could do a spinoff with Elisha Dushku's character.
Yeah.
I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis is coming back and playing Laurie Strode again.
Yeah.
Did you watch that trailer?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
The Halloween trailer?
Yeah.
No.
You're not into horror movies that much.
I'm just not. Like I like
someone pointed out the best thing about that I was thinking. This movie is just a retread of H2O, that was done 20 years ago. And it's like, but now her daughter's older and she's got a granddaughter. And it's like,
Well, wait,
why didn't she have a grandson?
Aren't they pretending like all the other stuff never happened?
No, nothing ever happened.
Yeah. So it's Halloween.
And maybe Halloween 2.
And Halloween 2 and then this.
Maybe Halloween 2. Okay. Because nobody's alluded to if Halloween 2 actually happened.
And this is Blumhouse, right?
Yeah, Blumhouse is
co-producing. I might check it out just because I like... Dude, that, what was it, Upgrade?
Yeah, was that Blumhouse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, one, that dude is the poor man's Tom Hardy.
Yeah, we've said that.
And then two, that movie's Venom.
Actually, I want to say that Tom Hardy is the poor man's him.
No.
he was around before Tom Hardy.
That movie is Venom. Like, well, if you look at that and then go look at Venom,
the
trailers,
and that, yeah.
it's the exact same movie without the slimy.
So you think Sony watched it and went, wait a minute.
Hold on a
second. We could get Tom Hardy and we could do this with Venom.
Well, if I were Sony, I'd be like, let's get this guy. We can get him for tens of millions cheaper.
Sony and be like, wait a minute, this is our movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the exact same movie.
So not only do they have the poor man's Tom Hardy, but they have the poor man's Dane DeHaan in there too.
Oh, there's a... Poor man's Dane DeHaan?
Yeah, I didn't
realize.
It's not
Dane DeHaan.
No, I thought for sure Dane DeHaan was the poor man's Dane DeHaan. But
that guy, what happened to him?
Josh Trank, man. Josh Trank ruined him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't he in...
He was in Spider-Man. Amazing Spider-Man.
Amazing Spider-Man. He played... Yeah. Did he play Harry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was in Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets.
He was?
Yeah, he's
was
Valerian.
Was that Dane DeHaan?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't Dane.
Yeah,
DeHaan.
And Clara Duvall or whatever, yeah. Devonier.
That was Dane DeHaan?
Yeah.
What the fuck? He looks different then.
Well, he's older.
Well, okay, I'll give him that. Well, he was good in that though.
I haven't seen that.
That was fun.
It's on Amazon still, right?
Yeah.
I need to watch that.
It's one of those movies where you're like, you really got to pay attention to certain points. No, because they use stories from the comic books.
Oh, well, I never read the comics.
There's a storyline going through there along with all the adventure stuff they're going through that kind of is like Fifth Element.
Okay.
Where I'm like, obviously, Luc Besson was a fan of Valerians because, he had read Valerian before he did Fifth Element.
Right.
So there's a story that goes through there where when you get to the end and you find out what happened, you're like, oh, so this has all been piecing together.
Do we get the Diva Pava Laguna?
No.
Ah,
no.
Lame. All right. Back to Avatar, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I would definitely like to see them as older. Like, but I also think if they're going to do it where they're starting over with the boy in the iceberg, you have to age these kids up. Like, Aang is in the iceberg, and he's 16, played by an 18 to 22-year-old.
Okay.
You know? And then Katara is a little bit older. Fine, whatever. I think he's like 30-something, but
so
anyway.
One
last thing. His name is Aang. His name is Sokka. His name is Zuko. Her name is Katara. Her name is Azula. And I'm gonna do.
Was that what it was in the movie?
Aang and Sokka.
Sokka.
All right. It's not like this was a book,
right?
That they you had to guess about.
Right, yeah.
You had 104 episodes.
Yeah, it's not like the Star Wars books where there's like, what was the clone Jedi? And was it in the...
Jorah Sabaoth.
Sabaoth. Yeah, and it's like, how do you say that? Like, when you're reading it, you're like, Sabaoth. Just literally like, Sabaoth.
Yeah, that's how I read it, and I'm listening into the books again.
Sabaoth?
Yeah, and that's how Mark Thompson pronounces it,
okay.
Sabaoth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 2 more days until my next Audible credit, and I can get number 3, because I can't find my paperbacks.
Well.
And plus, I like listening to Mark Thompson read books to me.
that sounded totally weird. That sounded weirder than most things you say, like Mark Thompson reading to me.
I would just like to have Mark Thompson just narrate my life.
In bed.
Really, just when I'm driving or trying to work.
Soaking in the bathtub, I like to hear Mark Thompson's supple voice reading Thrawn.
I'll be honest, he does the best Han Solo.
Yeah?
Like, his Han Solo is better than Harrison Ford's Han Solo.
What about Perry King?
Better. Mark Thompson is better.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The radio show. Perry
King. Do you remember those on
Riptide?
Yeah.
Was it?
So, all right. So, the other thing is, I am so concerned about Azula, who is one of my favorite characters.
Right.
So my favorite character, like as I look back on Avatar, right?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite character is Zuko.
Okay.
The character I identify most with is Sokka.
Okay.
But then I love Azula. She's such an amazing villain, right?
Well, right. She's a good villain.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. She's the Joker of this universe because she just literally wants to watch the world burn.
If you want to go with that Joker.
Going with that version.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, I shit all over The Dark Knight.
Right.
But, like, I still contest if they would have called this movie Joker Rising or whatever.
Right.
I'd be like, hell yeah, this is a freaking awesome Joker movie that has a Batman cameo.
Well, right. That movie could have been just called The Joker.
Yeah.
And it should have been called The Joker.
Yeah.
Actually, like, all those Dark Knight movies should have been, like, after Batman Begins, it should have been, like, Joker.
Yeah.
Bane. And that, and just been like, it's a Batman movie.
Adopted darkness.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I am the poor man's.
I don't even know that guy's name. So
he was in The Devil. He was in Prometheus.
Yeah, right.
He's really good in Devil. I mean, Devil's a really good movie, anyways.
Another Blumhouse movie.
They didn't use him enough,
right,
to say that he's really good because he probably just plays like kind of the
generic snobby, space generic cowboy boyfriend thing. Yeah,
yeah. Like she's the smart archaeologist, and yep, he's the archaeologist that was substandard.
He was handsome. Got by on being handsome.
What's the cosplaying joke? Substandard and
casual and low effort.
Casual and low effort. That's what he was. He was the archaeological student that was casual and low
effort.
Speaking of
casual and low effort, did you see the Wonder Woman character cosplay she did?
I see what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there it is. Okay. Did you see her post?
So just because that sounded weird too, yeah, the table was off a little bit, and on my side I can see something that was the problem, so I fixed it.
Speaking of casual and low effort,
yes,
did you see the what is it? Robin Wright's
the DC Universe movies?
No. That Mary did, the Robin Wright character.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's nothing casual or low effort about that.
What is her name? Antipity?
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Antiquity.
That looked awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. Way to go, Sarah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Joe's Hello looked cool, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Wes was apparently
Wes's Thor.
Thor
is like, oh, wow.
I'm kidding. Wes's Thor looked really good, too.
I thought he was Snake Eyes. The best, there's a picture.
He's all one eye.
The picture, like, there's a picture.
Oh, where she's holding him by the neck?
No. Oh. There was a picture when they were getting ready for the parade.
Oh.
And he's dressed as, like, a Cobra Ninja.
Okay.
And he must have realized that somebody was taking a picture of him because he looked directly at the camera. And he looked at it, like, with, like, hostile intentions. And I was like, whoa.
Someone got into character. Someone's in character. But
yeah, his Thor looked cool too.
Yeah.
Like the picture where it was him standing in the foreground and her in the background,
yeah,
the way they like shadowed it, I was like, they both look really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that. So, but yeah, I liked Mary's Andorian too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
All right. So just the
we're
whole
all
thing
over
with
the place.
I know. The whole thing. This is why we're taking a break because we can't stay on topic about anything ever.
I like these episodes.
I do too. But they are not good for our numbers.
I thought you were segueing is what you were doing.
Only our listener still listens to this.
Oh, yeah.
So, where was I? Oh, Azula. There's no actress, living or dead, that can play that role.
I don't know.
None. You have to have
that,
a special
I
kind of crazy
like,
to play that.
Actresses that aren't given enough freedom to know if they could play that role or not.
So that being said, they have said they are going to do proper POC casting,
right,
and stuff like that, which is great, and I'm not complaining about that, but you know the Fire Nation will probably end up being white people.
No, I don't think,
like, I really hope they don't do that, because it's like,
see, I think that Aang will be white because Aang looks white.
I made the joke that since Aang is so nice, he should be Canadian.
Okay. You're being cast the Canadian actor?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber is available. You wanted to up that age there.
Can he act?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Can he fly?
Every girl will watch the show.
Is he still a thing?
He's still a thing, I think, kind of. He's gotten older, though, so.
I have no idea.
No.
You know, I couldn't even
so
tell
you
what he looks like.
I'm not. like
I'm really close
at all,
to
do
it.
Do you want
so,
me
yeah.
to go through and name what I think they should do?
Yes.
Not all Asian actors.
Well, no.
Aang's white.
Okay.
Rock Nation, Korean.
Okay.
Fire Nation. I want to say Samoans. Yeah. Just because, like, you know, they can do stuff facially that like,
I got
makes
it.
Me
good,
go,
yeah.
okay,
so,
cool.
Okay.
Water Nation. I actually would look at Inuits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
you almost,
there's,
you almost
there's,
said the E word, you racist.
What did I say? I wouldn't Inuit.
You,
I
but you started to say the other
Eskimos?
Word. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't think that's... I don't think that's... Oh, is it?
You got to say the E word.
So because... Yeah. The E word. Whatever.
Anyway.
I will
definitely
really
give
think
this
the Water
show.
Nation should... They should try to find Inuit actors.
Yeah.
Or, you know, at least Native Americans. Because I feel like the Water Nation was more Native American. Yeah. I feel like the Fire Nation would be more Samoan Pacific Rim, like more lower Pacific Rim, not Japanese, because that's just, you know, wrong in a way to me.
Why are the Japanese wrong?
But then you're just like going, the Japanese are the bad guys again. You
right.
know?
Well,
it's like making the British the bad guys in Star Wars movies.
Yeah, well.
Now the British are bad guys in everything because of Star Wars movies.
Well, yeah, because the British are the bad guys. You know why the British are the bad guys and everything? Because they tried to colonize the goddamn planet.
Well, they did colonize the planet. And then they gave it up.
Not willingly.
But I think Koreans, like, have the look that felt like the look of...
The Earth Nation.
The Earth
or
Nation.
Or Earth Kingdom.
Yeah, Earth Kingdom. And plus, you know...
Or as Kuvira would call it, the Earth Empire.
But then it's like, you know, do you cast The Rock as Uncle Iroh at
no.
that point?
No. You do not put The Rock in this at all.
I'm joking! I'm joking. That has to be an older gentleman playing Uncle Iroh.
And it has to be a portly guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, the dude who played him in the movie.
I don't even know.
He was an Indian guy. He's in. You'd recognize him if you saw him. He was in the.
I'm going to go to IMDb.
He was in The Internship.
You know I've avoided this movie forever, right?
Well, I've told the story before.
Well,
when Haley watched it for the first time, we made it 2 minutes in and she's sobbing. That's
but you watched it, right?
I didn't finish it.
You never finished
no.
it?
No.
But you know who's in it, though.
Well, because I'm obsessed with Avatar The Last Airbender.
Noah Ringer played Aang. Aang.
Well, and yeah, he is
Aang. Aang, right?
Yeah.
Nicola Peltz played Katara. Yeah. The girl who played Mark Wahlberg's daughter in the Transformers
yep.
movie.
Yep.
Okay. Dev Patel?
Yeah. What a waste of Dev Patel.
No way.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Dev Patel is not Zuko. He never could be.
Jackson Rathbone nice. Played Sokka?
Yeah.
Sokka. Oh, I know who Uncle Iroh is.
Yeah.
He's the guy who helped build the Iron Man armor in Iron Man.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Sean Taub.
Oh, I'm thinking Zhao. Admiral Zhao. Was the guy who I'm thinking of.
That movie?
Yeah.
What? Cliff Curtis.
Yeah.
Played Ozai? This is like a
yeah.
kind of
they
solid
threw,
cast.
They threw Ozai
like
into the first movie.
Garbage Fire. Azula?
She's apparently at the end, which I never made it that far.
Well, yes, because they probably planned on sequels.
They planned on 3 of them.
John Noble plays the voice of the dragon spirit. Who are you talking about?
I don't know.
I didn't see
Let's
no
just
admiral.
Move on. Anyway, Zhao.
No.
He might not have been an admiral at that point. But anyway, let's just move on.
You
like
can, you can move on while I'm looking.
It's just...
Commander Zhao.
Commander Zhao, yeah.
Asif Mandiv.
Yeah. When he's a great comedic actor, but...
That is, yeah, okay.
He's just not... Like, I don't know. Like, it was so miscast.
That's what I just...
It was miscast because of actors that they picked. Like, Dev Patel is not Zuko. He's just... It just doesn't work. And I love Dev Patel. On Newsroom, he's one of my favorite characters. He would have been a great Sokka.
Yeah.
Because he's funny. He's naturally funny.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you there.
Anyway. So, I didn't
see... I totally
would
have had Cliff Curtis playing Uncle Iroh at that point.
Sure.
Yeah, he would have been more believable as Uncle Iroh than Sean Taub. I mean, Sean Taub's a good actor,
yeah.
but yeah, it's a solid cast that you go, how did this movie go wrong? Oh, wait, because they couldn't call it Avatar. It was a Shyamalan movie.
Well, it's okay if they call it The Last Airbender. That's not a problem.
No, they couldn't put the Avatar on there.
Right.
Because, like,
fans of the cartoon. But he's the Avatar.
Right. But fans of the cartoon may have not even known this movie got made.
Well, then they're lucky.
Right. Well,
because I know this movie's made, and it haunts my dreams.
I agree.
And you know who was the producer on this movie?
Well, just seeing Nicola Peltz as Katara.
Yeah.
The whitest of the white girls playing Katara.
The other thing that is wrong with this movie was Kathleen Kennedy was a producer on it. And I don't care what you guys say about Lucasfilm. She's done a decent job. She's had a few missteps. But this is the glaring black mark on her career.
Done decent jobs because she was a producer on E.T., Jurassic Park, stuff like that.
But she produced this piece of crap.
She produced Congo, too. That's kind of a hot mess.
Better than that.
Well, I've never seen this to judge. I guess I'm going to have to watch it now.
Oh, God, don't. Really, just, like, prejudge it from afar.
You're going to hear, like, a small explosion, like, in the middle of the night sometime, and they'll be like, why did I watch this?
I'm warning you now. Don't watch it.
In the 4 weeks that we're off, 4 to 6 weeks, I'm watching this movie.
You're going to make me watch this goddamn movie, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good. Because I'm absolutely never watching this movie again. All right.
Yeah. Dev Patel expressed dissatisfaction with the final film.
Yeah.
That's in the trivia.
Yeah. All right. So they haven't said when this is coming out. The promo art is beautiful. So let's leave it at that. And we'll see as we learn more. What?
So it says the film was originally titled Avatar The Last Airbender after the TV show on which the film is based. However, James Cameron and 20th Century Fox had already registered the film title Avatar, so the word was dropped to avoid confusion.
See, that's stupid.
I agree, because most...
I think a whole bunch of people probably went and saw Avatar because they thought it was Avatar The Last Airbender.
And that's what I was going to say, is I don't think... That I think the studios are so stupid that they think moviegoers are that dumb, and moviegoers aren't that dumb.
Yeah, I know.
Most moviegoers aren't that dumb.
Like, when I saw James Cameron was making a movie called Avatar, I immediately thought it was Avatar The Last Airbender.
You were like, sweet Christmas!
No, I wasn't. I was like, frack!
Arnold Schwarzenegger is Uncle Iroh!
Greg Grunberg is Uncle Iroh.
No, that's if J.J. Abrams did it.
Wow. You want to talk about watching me burn somebody's house to the ground? Greg Grunberg as Uncle Iroh, whoever casts him, their house is getting burned to the ground.
See, this is I love reading the trivia.
The trivia on
stuff,
IMDb is
because
awesome.
It's like, you know, the stuff where you're like, that makes sense.
Yep.
It says Dante Bosco, the actor who voiced Zuko, wanted to play Zuko.
Which would have been perfect.
Many of the producers also wanted Bosco to play the role. But Shyamalan had already chosen Dev Patel for the role. Supposedly, some people also believe that Bosco, who was in his 30s at the time, may have been too old to be portraying a teenager in a live-action movie. Not really.
Yeah. Do we all not remember a character named Andrea Zuckerman?
I was going to say, did anybody watch 90210 when everybody was in their 30s?
I mean, Andrea, like, the what was her name? The actress's name. I don't care. Don't Andrea Zuckerman and Luke Perry were both, like, 40. When that show
by
aired.
By the time the show ended, they were in their 40s.
Yeah. And you know, it was just ridiculous. All right. Let's move on from this. Let's talk about the Comic Expo. It was fun. I walked around. End of story.
We came. We saw. We socialized. I slept better than I've slept in a while.
God, I slept like crap all weekend. Okay, what all did you... You picked up a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
You a lot more than I did.
Well, I usually do pick up more than you do.
That's not true.
You walk around and you go, I
got my Nightwing statue.
Well,
and I only bought one print this year.
So I bought one large print, 5 small prints from Joe.
Yeah.
Caroni, in case you don't know. I bought 5 small prints from Aaron. I bought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I bought a lot.
Yeah.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 figures.
Yeah. I bought more at Five Below after the expo on Saturday night.
There, and I probably would have spent that money if I didn't already have those figures.
Yeah.
And I got a freebie.
Would you get free?
Jeff let me have the Star Trek Countdown hardcover.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. But I found the Mortal Kombat figure I was looking for.
Yeah, so it was only $20.
I found that on Friday, and I was like, if this is all I find all weekend, I'm good with that, because he's on Amazon for like $30.
So how many booths did I walk to, and I'm like,
Yeah, well... There weren't a lot of toys this year.
Well, and I wasn't looking. I never go to this thing looking for toys.
Well, no, and there the artist. I should not say that way. The artist alley is a lot of the same people now.
Yes,
I think they need to get some new people in.
And not only was it a lot of the same people from last year,
yeah,
it's a lot of the same people from Gym City just a couple months ago.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
And so when I'm going through and looking at things, and it's like,
I mean,
there was nobody I wanted to get, because, you know, I like to get the commissions done, or like I like to buy like a portfolio piece.
Yeah.
And the only thing,
it's a lot. Here's the problem. I'll do it real fast. If you're an artist and you want to get your art out there, look at this show. It is a decent show. This year was probably the highest attendance I've seen on a Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday was busy until 3 o'clock, and the show ended at 5. Like, literally, it was busy.
Well, Saturday.
And I'm talking on Sunday. Yeah. Usually, it's dead by 1 o'clock.
Well, there was no Bengals game, and there was no Oktoberfest.
Still, even with the Bengals game, it's decent in there until about 1-2 o'clock. 3 o'clock was when it started dying off. 5 o'clock, they had to kick people out of there.
Yeah.
Like, literally told them, go home.
You don't have to stay at this convention, but you got to go home.
We're taking down the banners now.
Yeah.
They literally started taking stuff apart, and people were still streaming out. If you're an artist that likes to set up this stuff and you haven't been to the show, set up, bring your stuff. We'd like to see it.
Yes.
If you're an artist who does set up this show, get some new material.
Yes.
Because you're bringing the same stuff you brought 2 years ago.
And 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And some if of them, you're an artist named Frank Cho, come to this show.
Yes.
I want an Outrage cover.
We'll tell Dave Ray that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if Dave Ray can get
Hashtag
Frank Cho.
Team Dave Ray.
Well, Dave Ray gets the professionals.
Right.
Like, not saying that any of the artists aren't professionals, but the professionals as in they've worked for DC or Marvel, so, because that's what you look at.
Aspen Comics, bring Blake. Just bring Blake. She should come. She would like our city. She's cool.
Tweet that at them, because I think that would be a good idea.
So.
And Toronto isn't that far away.
No, it's like a 4-hour flight. Not even. Yeah. So. It's like a 10-hour drive,
actually.
We talked
to Paul. So we told Paul a couple suggestions.
Yeah. A. Paul McCartney is awesome.
Yeah.
And he, like, put up with our nonsense.
Does he have a tweet, Twitter or anything?
I don't know. He's on Facebook, but I'm not giving out his Facebook.
Oh.
So.
You can send it to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm friends with him on Facebook. Right. So.
Yeah. Just send it as a friend suggestion to me.
Yeah.
But we suggested that Dark Horse come.
Dark Horse needs to come. This is the perfect
NECA
show for them.
Just because NECA, like, doesn't really have a convention going on at this time.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, I know there were other conventions going on this weekend, too.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get everybody. But with artists that, you know, come every year, bring new material.
Please
bring new material.
Please.
Because we already bought everything else.
I can't
At least with Joe, I can't remember what I bought. So I bought something that I knew I didn't buy.
Yeah.
And Joe is doing so much for Lucasfilm now that it's like he has new stuff every year.
Right. And so.
And that's what I feel like some of the artists, and, you know, some of them are what we consider friends.
Mm-hmm.
They don't bring new stuff.
Like, Aaron brought a bunch of new stuff. It was cool. Yeah. She had the pins.
Scott had new stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Scott had new stuff. Oh. And I was like, you know. I felt bad that I had missed him.
Yeah, I missed him. Walked by him 4 times.
But it was so crowded on Saturday that it was literally like in a mosh pit at certain points.
Yeah, and there were the Corners of Doom. Let's not do the Corners of Doom again.
Oh, I called them Monsters and Mazes.
Okay.
Yeah. I felt like it was. I literally felt like it was a maze. And it was, because Sunday, when it had died down, I went through there. And I was like, man, this really is a maze.
I got lost.
Make it easier to get to the bathrooms.
Yep. Please.
Even Jeff said that one.
The food was all right.
I was disappointed the one place didn't have the flatbreads this year. They did a Game of Thrones theme.
Oh.
So they had a hot dog that was called something like the Direwolf dog. And I was literally like wanting to take a picture of their menu just to post it because it was funny.
Yeah.
It was funny stuff, but I was just like, okay, whatever.
And especially because Jamie Lannister canceled.
Well, that, yeah.
So I felt bad for the Expo people because of that, because
they cut a lot of flack.
Well, they waited too long to announce that he wasn't coming. To announce that on Friday morning was kind of BS. But he also knew that he wasn't coming.
Right.
And he, you know, decided to hang out in LA.
My thing is, and people need to understand, when you buy a ticket to a convention, it's non-refundable, no matter what convention it is. I've never had a convention go, we'll refund your ticket if such and such that you want to see doesn't show up.
Yeah, it's like they a wrestling event. It says card subject to change.
And I'm saying this because I've seen a lot of like crap from people like on their Facebook page.
Right.
They refunded all the VIP packages.
Just not the ticket.
Just not the ticket.
Right.
If you're just coming to the show for one person, then you need to wait until the day that show starts to come to that show.
Yep.
And gamble that the VIP packages are still available.
Yeah.
Which they won't be. Right. But if you buy the ticket and you buy the VIP package, that's part of it. That's part of the game, is that they will cancel. Because guess what? This convention is not going to pay as much as a job.
Right.
If their wife's having a baby, they're not coming.
Sure.
If their wife's having an event, are you going to say, honey, I'm going to the comic book convention instead of coming to your very important event?
I'm going to Cincinnati.
Yeah. No. So that's not happening.
Now, Manu Bennett was here.
Yeah.
And he seems like he was an awesome guy.
He seemed to enjoy Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He was on Channel 19 News Friday morning. He was here like Thursday walking around on the Purple People Eater Bridge. So he had a good time.
Yeah. Now, I had fun. Like, I had a lot of fun.
The prices are a little high anymore, too, but that's just a thing.
I don't know. I also kind of just wandered aimlessly for, like, 3 hours on Saturday.
Which is fine,
Which was fun. I just kind of, like, walked around, taking it all in, looking at everything.
Take pictures and stuff like that, if that's your thing.
I did not take any pictures.
I got my picture taken.
Until Sunday.
Yeah. I got my picture taken on
by
Sunday.
By whom?
By Expo's person.
Oh, cool.
She was like, she asked me and Jeff if she could take a picture of us. I'm like, yeah, you can take a picture
of
me.
Yeah, she took a picture of the kid with the pig.
Yeah.
So.
You take a picture of me. I don't care.
I got a cool picture with me and Andrew. I got a cool picture in front of the land speeder, which I haven't got before. So.
Yeah.
I snuck a picture of the Iron Giant. I snuck a picture.
Yours wasn't really like a sneak picture because it was like right there.
No, I got a better one.
Oh, okay.
Where I totally was like, I was like. I got the hover tank, which like I kind of probably should have not, but that's okay.
I think the hover tank was kind of just you could take a picture of it.
Okay.
But like, you know, if you wanted to get in the picture, then you're paying for it.
The coolest thing is Andrew, our buddy from the Legion, kind of
Rebel Legion, not the Legion.
The Rebel Legion filled us in on some cool stuff that was happening. So I was able to make sure I was there on Sunday for Angie Mayhew getting an honorary membership to their organization, which was really cool. And she was so surprised and it was so sweet. And, you know, I met Peter a couple years ago when he was here before, and he's such a sweet guy and it was really awesome. And he was really proud of her. You could tell.
Sure.
But she was telling a story about how with their charity, where all the money goes and stuff. And right now they're sending like food to Venezuela.
Oh, okay.
And she said, we literally have to smuggle it in.
Oh,
so he's not only a smuggler in the character he plays, but he's one in real life too.
I got you there.
And she was like,
you know, Harrison Ford's probably helping them too.
Yeah, like, he flies it in. That's why he crashes all his planes.
Is it ironic that he's a pilot because you think it's probably because he played Han Solo?
Yeah, I think it's because he played. Well, no, I think it's because he played Indiana Jones. And he realized, you know, I should probably learn how to fly.
I don't want to get in a plane with a snake.
So I watched Solo twice this weekend.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I got home Friday and watched it and got home Saturday and watched it. Okay. Like I was just enjoying it. I'm pretty sure he wrecked every vehicle he flew. Like there was no.
So the cutscene is.
I haven't watched the special features yet.
I think the cutscene is he wrecks a TIE fighter.
Yeah.
And that's why he gets kicked out of the TIE fighter force. Because he wrecks one.
Fair enough.
That's why he's on the ground.
Was he at Sky Strike Academy? Did they say where he was?
I don't know where he was. I think it's in there, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna check that stuff out. But
so the expo was fun.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. And they do a good job. I would like to see a greater variety of guests, as far as comic guests, writers, artists.
Like some people should be rotated out.
Like Daryl Banks doesn't need to come back to the Cincinnati Comic Expo.
Daryl Banks comes because he lives in Columbus.
I get it, yeah. But like he literally has the same Daryl Kyle
Banks,
Rayner print.
I feel like Daryl Banks should be teaching a class every day.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Then awesome.
Yeah.
Like I would actually go sit in on that, and I can't draw. But he draws my favorite. He drew my favorite Green Lantern. So
right.
Like. Yeah.
You could always volunteer to be like the MC of that and ask him questions as he's teaching the class.
I could. I bet Paul would let me. Yeah. So, yeah. Or Paul would figure out a way to help me. Get that. But yeah. But then I have to like.
It looks like a lot of people had fun with Katrina Law.
Yeah. Well, and she's LeVar great. Burton. And he's awesome.
LeVar Burton seemed to be a.
A fan favorite.
A fan favorite at this. Manu Bennett was a fan favorite. You know, it was a. I want to say, like, I didn't buy any autographs, but it was a very good celebrity row.
Well, and you have all of them pretty much, except for Percy.
I don't have Manu Bennett.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I thought you did.
This was the first show I think that I was at that he was at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't
have Cary Elwes, but so. He was hiding behind a curtain.
Yeah, that was so weird.
I don't know.
So I've been told I need to go to Dragon Con.
I missed Phil Coulson.
Yeah.
I missed Phil Coulson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too bad.
That happens.
He'll be back next year.
So I've been told I need to go to Dragon Con.
Yes and no. You could experience it once.
I'd like
San
to go
Diego
once.
Was like,
yeah.
You know, experience it
well,
once.
Ideally, I'm going to go to San Diego next year.
All right.
So we'll see.
Ooh, you could do the Triumvirate and go to Celebration, San Diego, and Dragon Con.
I don't think I have that much vacation time.
No.
So.
Dragon Con is hot,
like yeah,
super hot because it's Atlanta.
Well, yeah, it's Hotlanta.
It's Hotlanta in the middle of hot season. Yeah. Take your board.
Yeah.
Because it's
yeah,
a
to
lot
get
of
around,
walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, there's a company that sells like a little clip that you can put on your backpack,
oh,
and
nice.
It
yeah.
just clips to the trucks.
Yeah.
And I probably wouldn't bring that one. I'd probably bring the new one I'm gonna buy.
Sure.
So.
I'm
going to sell all this gear
like
in the
I
next
said,
6 weeks.
Dress lightly.
New. Well, I'm torn, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I'm t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, literally, that's like.
Oh, shout out to Brad in Flying Pork Apparel.
Yeah.
Because he, like, 2 out of 3 days I wore Flying Pork shirts.
People were asking, was the pickle, the pickle jar?
The pickle
his?
Jar was
nice,
his.
Nice.
And I got stopped, like, probably 4 or 5 times. Like
the pickle one was, like, very popular.
And everyone's like, what's with the pickles? I just like
just
pickles. So. And I actually handed out a bunch of his cards, so
oh good,
it was fun. So, but then I rocked my my one of a kind black certified Infamous shirt, which
yeah.
you know nobody else has. And then on Sunday I had to go with the steampunk Cyclops.
You were like the artist there. You wore a shirt that you've worn the last 3 years or 4 years.
I typically
years.
Wear that to
or since you've had
a con every year. Like it's a good con shirt because nobody else is going to be wearing it.
I want the day to happen that one person has that on at the same time as you, and I'm going to be like, I need a picture.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look at them and go, did we just become best friends?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Or it's going to turn into the Peter Chicken fight.
No, I'd be afraid I'd rip it.
Oh, see.
So you know Philip DeFranco, right?
Yeah.
The YouTuber.
Yeah.
So back in the day with Four Human Peoples was like his shirt company.
Okay.
They would put 5 shirts out and it would have 1 week and whichever shirt sold the most got to be
like
the
shirt
that went up
okay.
on the site and the person got 20% of the shirt. So the Cyclops shirt was one of the shirts and I always looked. I always checked at the checked out the shirts and everything. And this one came out and I said, you know what? This one is absolutely not going to win. Because it's Cyclops.
Yeah.
And I'm probably the only person who's going to buy it, but I have to have it.
Did you only buy one, though?
Yeah, and I regret that.
Yeah,
greatly.
I was like, I would think I would have bought multiples of that.
But it's
just
funny, though.
If a shirt's like that unique.
I've never seen a picture of anyone else wearing it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it before.
So, but I also like how
it's
like.
Because you were the only person who bought it.
Well, I'm sure I was.
The rest of them were sent to Venezuela.
Well, no, they didn't make them ahead of time.
Oh, they didn't
they,
make any.
Like,
they just
you know,
made them per
like,
order.
As you ordered them okay. and stuff. And then, the like I said, the one that won went into the kitty.
Did you ever inquire how many got made?
No, I should like tweet at him and with a picture of me wearing that and be like, hey, how many of these shirts got made?
Yeah, you should do that.
Can I get another one? Or can I just have the design and
I'll buy the design?
Brad do it for me.
He needs to do some thinner shirts.
Mine are all thin.
Because I got bigger shirts.
You're a bigger guy. So
these are bigger shirts. And
no, I'm saying the t-shirt. Right,
My shirts are going to be great in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Like literally I found it.
Oh, did you finally?
I found it yesterday and I pulled it out and I'm like, yeah, this would have been very uncomfortable.
So.
But I'm in the wintertime, I could walk out in the middle of a snowstorm and just this shirt and I'd be warm.
The blank shirts, at your size is a different style shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the unfortunate part about it. But
can't help that I'm genetically superior.
He has a shirt that says the dadness.
Okay.
And I totally want that one. I'll probably end up going through and buying we have a new shirt too.
Yeah.
Just in time for going on hiatus. A new shirt. So make
sure
to check that out.
Get it for the kids for Christmas. You know?
Well, I finally got a red one.
Yeah.
Like I've been like saying, hey, get me let's do something that's on the red.
You put it on red.
It's on red, okay. And it's it's cool. It's faded. It's like that the one I made for myself.
Yeah.
But then you can also get it on a baseball jersey, with the 3/4 length sleeves.
Nice. Okay.
Or a ringer shirt, which is cool. So and there's now ladies versions of all the shirts up there too.
Can you get it on a circus tent? Because that seems to be the size I can wear.
No.
Damn.
Too big.
Too big at that point. It's too big.
So, all right. On that note.
We'll be back.
We'll be back in a few weeks with a better show, we promise.
At least by the beginning of 2019, we'll be back.
I mean, we'll definitely be back before that.
I love it. You're like, wait a minute.
So,
you're gonna get into the second week and be like, you know what? We don't have to do this anymore.
So hold on, real talk for a second. Like I mentioned to you a couple weeks ago, like, hey, if you're getting bored with this,
I wasn't getting bored. It was just we did a lot of reviews,
right,
and in a row,
and that was my way of saying.
And I was like, and then I started contemplating it at home, and I'm like, you know, talking to her, and I'm like. That was a backdoor way of saying he's bored. And I'm literally sitting there going, that son of a I'm like, because I was like, was he trying to get me to say it so he didn't have to say it? And I'm like, you know, this is like toilet thought. Like you're sitting on a toilet going, you're like, and I finally was like, you know what? I'm going to just ask him. And I asked you at the right time where you were like, you couldn't say otherwise because you're in the middle of a convention floor and you're like, yeah.
Well, I would have said the truth regardless. You know me.
You would have been like, I feel bad.
Well, because I enjoy doing this with you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's a lot of fun. I just think
it's a lot of work. That's the thing I don't think people understand.
Yeah.
And I do. And
and I've taken over all the duties.
Well, yeah.
Which is fine. And I don't mind it.
But I was you know, when I was sitting there thinking about why did he ask? Literally the night that you asked me, I sat there and I'm like, why did he ask me that? I'm like, I'm okay. Did I seem like I was? Like, literally, you're having that internal conversation where you're like, did I seem like I was in a bad mood all the time or something? And I'm like, do I need to go back and listen to myself? Which I'm like, I don't want to do that. But I'm like thinking, do I need to go back and listen to myself and see if there was something wrong? And then I started thinking wait a minute, it's not me. I'm like, it's not me, it's him. And then I was like, you know, I'm like, well, you do all the editing, you do all that. And plus you were making the banners, which banners weren't really that big a deal.
Right.
But I was like, you've been doing this for 3 years, 165 plus.
Well, 165 plus probably 35 bonus episodes over the years.
It probably was about 30.
At least.
30 or 40, yeah.
And then some of the...
The shortest one was Star Trek V.
Yeah.
That probably was our shortest episode ever.
Yeah, 22 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
but
most of our episodes are over an hour.
Even editing a 22-minute episode takes... you know, enough time.
So, see, real talk?
Yeah.
I did not edit that episode. Well,
That episode didn't have to be edited.
But, if, like, you know, I had to do the comic or the Hard Toying Comic shows. Right. And, like, it's a lot of work.
When you're editing, like, that type of stuff, and, like, you know, you interviewed people at Cincinnati Comic Expo mm-hmm. in the past, and I think we should do that again.
Well, I want to get back to doing more interviews.
Right.
That's part of it. But I also think, like, you should have known, like, before you sent that email, the fact that I didn't even bring a backpack with me to the expo this year.
You were...
Like, I was like, I'm not going to interview anyone. I just want to walk around. I want to have fun. I don't want to worry about it. I didn't bring stickers. I only wore the podcast shirt one day.
You didn't bring stickers, did you?
So.
Damn. Should have brought the stickers.
They're wrapped behind you still.
Oh, okay.
But anyway,
the stickers to Queen City Comics.
I do. I bring them every now and then. So, but no, I also think we owe you guys, the listeners, a better show than what we've been giving you.
Yeah.
And you know, not that we're mailing it in, and not that we're not trying
anything.
That's true. But at the end of the day, like I said, like, I feel like there's more that we can do to make this better, and we just kind of have to go back. Like, I have had this episode idea written on this chalkboard for 2.5 months.
But you've never had time to work on it.
And I don't. And it's going to take... And so, because
this one is more... The stuff we're forgetting...
Right.
...is more your episode. Like, I feel like sometimes there are episodes that are my episode.
Yeah.
And there's stuff that's your episode. And this one's your episode where I get to bounce off of you.
Well, and so, like, the whole, like, rewriting the DCU.
Yeah.
Like, that was a blast. And I want to do more stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, now I'm working full-time again.
Yeah.
Like,
which is another thing.
I need more time to plan it.
Break.
And, like, I love my job.
Well, sure.
Like, I love it. But I love doing this. Like,
right.
This podcast, more than you guys know, and more than you know, saved my life.
Yeah.
Literally saved my life.
Yeah.
And so... It is a 100%.
That's why I came riding in on my white horse to save the podcast.
No, it was well after that. You were already a part of the podcast.
I came riding in on my white horse anyways.
Anywho.
My white horse is named Garbage.
America.
That's its last name.
But no, like I was saying though, we owe you guys a better show than what we've been giving you. And I, like, you know,
if
we
have suggestions,
yeah, email it's contact@infamouspodcast.com.
Yeah, tweet, like, it or email it or whatever.
You know, my background is in journalism first and foremost,
sure,
which is why I like doing this. And I have not done enough research lately. Like, when Daryl showed up last week with a notebook full of stuff,
you were like,
wow, I'm just not.
You're like, at that point, it's like, I would have been like, man, maybe I should just edit the show and let Johnny and Daryl do the show.
That thought has crossed my mind to have someone else come and sit in my chair, and, like, I'll just engineer, like, I'll sit in here and like, listen and make
along.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone can sit in the comfy chair. I'll sit here, you know, mission
Daryl's
control.
Daryl's always welcome to become the third.
Yeah. He just lives so far away.
He don't live that far away. You make it sound like he lives in another country.
He does. It's called Kentucky.
Well, he lives in a commonwealth. First of all.
So, anyway.
No, he could come on every once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. But
I'd be happy to have somebody else on once in a while.
Well, yeah.
Aaron.
Kenny.
You know, Kenny, whatever.
I love when Kenny's on.
Yeah.
We have the best conversations with Kenny.
Kenny gets angry.
Well, because Kenny is so smart.
He's very passionate.
Well, but he's also very smart about all this. And, like, his takes on things are amazing.
Right.
So.
Kenny's good for, like, when we talk about movies that, like, the Academy Award stuff. And
yeah. So.
That's when I just, like, let you guys go.
Right.
Just be like, yeah, hey, cool.
But
haven't seen that one.
I definitely want to get back into more interviews and things like that. And part of that is figuring out scheduling, and, like, I do think recording on a different day and posting on a different day will help. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, keep an eye out on your feeds. Like, we may pop back up in a couple weeks and just give a quick update. But for the most part, we're going to go dark for a few weeks. Several weeks, I guess would be the right word.
The Libyans out of the country. And
yep, the Libyans got to go before Johnny can come back. And
me and Harrison Ford are flying some food down to Venezuela.
Yeah, and to be honest, this is cutting into my working out time lately. So, because apparently I'm obsessed with the gym.
You seem to be.
How?
You go an awful lot.
I'm gonna go when we're done.
Yeah,
that's why
right
I'm looking.
After we're done, and you're looking at a 24-hour gym, which makes it even.
Haven't you noticed me looking at my watch the entire time?
Yeah, I'm like,
all right, it's almost 7 o'clock. They close at 10.
It's almost time for me to go eat food.
No. I'm done eating food in 16 minutes, so I gotta eat something before we go.
Or something.
No, that's got bread. That's bad for me.
You can eat a sandwich that doesn't involve bread.
Well, then it's not a sandwich.
But they serve sandwiches on lettuce now.
That's so. Not a sandwich.
It is.
That's a salad.
No.
It's a handheld salad.
I don't know.
Anyway. All right, guys. We will be back in a few weeks. Thank you so much. Please be patient
with
us.
Have a sandwich episode.
That's fine.
I'm just going to sit here and eat sandwiches, and you're going to watch.
Oh, God. I'm not recording that. That would drive me insane in my ear.
Hey.
Okay, if you do that, you're wearing the monitors. So
I'll wear the monitors. Anyway. And then I'll be talking really loud because I'll feel like it's pushing in on my ears.
No, these are good. They're not too bad. Okay. So. They're the Beats ones. Anywho.
So there will not be any reviews of movies that are coming out, which I'm not sure what's coming out.
Maybe the next movie we'll review is Fantastic Beasts at the end of November.
Maybe.
But, like, yeah. Like, I don't want to review TV series anymore. Like,
If we want to, like, discuss why a TV series is good, we can do that, but not in a review format.
Like, yeah, like, what we did with Voltron, honestly, I think was a huge disservice to how good Voltron is.
Yeah. Just you going, it's so good! It's so good!
Oh, the Comic Expo. Three separate groups of paladins.
Yeah.
Cosplaying.
And I missed all of them.
All girls. It was so cool to see. Cool. And then Frankie Sarez, the cosplayer who did the Rey picture with Haley a couple years ago when she was Rey.
Yeah.
She did an awesome Shiro that I didn't even see at the expo, but she posted it to her Instagram.
I'm gonna have to look at the Instagram.
Yeah.
I totally missed like a lot of cosplay because I was at the booth on Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, that was the other thing. It was kind of
Saturday. There wasn't a lot of cosplay.
Well, it was the competition and they were all upstairs.
Right, yeah.
So they weren't walking the floor.
To the competition.
Yeah. One of these times I'm going to actually go to a panel at a comic convention.
You know, a word of advice to the Cincinnati Comic Expo, do a book. Do a book because that app sucked.
Oh, that app was awful.
On my phone, which is Google Play, download from Google Play, it shut down more than it would work. So get somebody else to do a better app or do a book. And I'm going to say do a book.
You know how I know that app was going to suck?
Why?
It took less than 3 seconds to download to my phone.
Oh, okay.
There was nothing to it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it didn't even have the times of the show on it.
No.
That's the one thing you put on your app is the times of the
show.
On
the first screen.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have to click in to find it.
Right.
So.
Literally.
Good thing we had badges that had the time of the show on it, or else we wouldn't have known when to be there.
So that's my one major negative for the Cincinnati Comic Expo. Do a book.
Yes, please. The books are awesome.
What comic conventions don't do books?
I can honestly say I have 7 of the 9 shows.
And they didn't do one for the first year.
Nope. And they didn't do one this year.
And they didn't do one the second year either, I don't think.
Yeah, they did. The first year upstairs. It was at Duke. They had a little pamphlet. I have it.
Oh, little pamphlet?
Yeah.
Oh. I might have it somewhere.
It had the list and the map of everybody on it, and like there weren't
these in
sponsors.
A book or where do you got
they
these
are in a folder in there somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you should take them all out. And take
or
a picture
they might
of
be
them.
In one of these. Dude, I have to clean this office.
No, you should
so
take
bad.
A picture of them.
No, I have to clean this office so I can find everything
and say do a book next year.
Book it. Just put book it over the top.
And on that note,
all right, guys, we'll see you in a few weeks.
Talk to you later.
Later. The Infamous Podcast was recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Our music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information out about the show by visiting us online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. There you can stay up to date with the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page. That's patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show so we can bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is. And we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. Later.